Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, CJ's to blame. Explain yourself, John. What do you mean by this? What are we blaming CJ for?
Credit. CJ's to credit. CJ Stroud, like, this deal with Stephon Diggs, I'm really feeling like he was more than just a little bit of a factor here. Now, we know he was more than a factor because who doesn't want to play with him? But I'm talking about in terms of deciding to pull the trigger on the deal. Like, I feel like because you have so much confidence in CJ Stroud, you've gone a whole year of watching him and players interacting with him and players from other teams interacting with him, and this leadership word that is thrown around too casually is legit with him, and people gravitating to him in the building, whether it's coaches, how he interacts and all that. I think that was huge, not just because Stephon Diggs had this alleged or whatever reported attitude,
beef with
whatever
Josh
you want
Allen.
To call it, beef, attitude. I think because, like, he fast forwards or gives you more confidence in knowing that it'll work. Like Diggs here will work. And I think he was as big a factor as just the success, as good as he is, the talent he has, but just the way he leads people. And we saw it. And that's where I started thinking about this. I was like, man, they knew that this was going to work. And it's already working. Like this, we saw it this weekend with the way he was interacting with Diggs, with all the
Diggs
Instagram
was throwing and, to him.
Yeah,
and
all that stuff. Talking trash.
And stuff, yeah.
All that stuff. Like, I really don't see where... I mean, I know there's going to be an exception, but like big picture, I really don't see where this is going to be a fail. I don't see this failing.
There was a picture of Diggs. I didn't see it close, but I think Nick Schwager of Battle mm-hmm. Red mm-hmm. tweeted out Diggs. He's wearing a helmet. I don't remember. I don't know if he's wearing the new helmet or not. I don't remember. Mm-hmm. But he's out there catching passes and stuff like that.
Well, you should
that.
Be able to tell.
I didn't look at it long enough. Can you check?
Let me know what it is.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying anything. I just I saw he was wearing a helmet. I didn't see the side. If it was
is
the
that
new
the
helmet.
New one?
I don't know.
Well, you should be able to tell.
I don't know.
What are you saying?
I'm saying I have no idea. He's wearing the blue helmet. Nick yeah. Schwager, SCHW.
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't
Is that
tell.
The one y'all seen?
I don't... What do you mean, y'all?
Yeah, no, that definitely looks like the old one.
Okay, so that's yeah. the old okay. one.
It looks like
sure.
the old one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. That's what it is. Okay. But yeah, he's rocking the Texans helmet running around. Mm-hmm. So you think they told Diggs, hey, you got to take this, but you have to wear the old helmet, not the new. Do you think the new helmets are
there? Well,
they don't
want to spill the beans.
Well, do you think the new helmets are in the lockers yet, or you think they're being like that crazy to wear?
I don't think they're in the lockers yet.
So they just keep them in the. Do you think they're there yet? Do you think they have helmets
have
right
them.
Now?
No, they have them.
So the helmets are in the equipment
room.
We're
2 weeks out, man, or whatever it is. They have them. They're going to have these players, certainly not the old models. They're going to have these players modeling them and everything else. Yeah, but they just can't spill the beans yet.
Okay. Diggs is an Instagram dude, man. I know the people, the aggregators like Schwager and stuff who stalk, for lack of a better term, stalk Instagrams. Mm-hmm. Man, Diggs is giving them some pretty good content because Diggs has been putting a lot out there.
I can't see the inside of his shirt. I don't know. We'll figure it out. But he can make one-handed catches like nobody's business.
It's just nonchalant.
Like nobody's business.
Just out there that work.
Yeah, just boop. Yeah.
I think Diggs is going to be an exciting guy. Are they giving him press conference or not?
They need to. They have to, right?
He's in town. He's chilling.
Yeah.
When are we going to get it? Are we going to get like a 6-hour notice like the
Was
the
that
new
in
Hunter
town?
One? Which one?
The Instagram this weekend or was it out of town? I
don't know whether
he's
I had no idea. Oh, yeah. I say he's in town. I don't know.
Yeah. I could have been. I'd like to go to Arizona and stuff like that.
LA.
CJ's
an LA guy.
Yeah.
But is Diggs getting a presser?
He has to.
It should be this week then, right?
It has to be. If not this week, next.
He might not get a presser.
No, he has to.
What do you mean he has to?
He has to.
Why?
He's the biggest free agent signing this team has had.
It's a trade. John.
This team is acquisition.
Trade, man.
Acquisition.
You learn to follow sports.
This team
trade.
Do you think this magic happens by itself? That's what I do, man. And how long?
I don't know that he's going to get a press conference.
No, he is. He is. And back to the point, like I really look at this and I don't see how this is going to be like, oh, what a mistake that was. Because you got the draft picks. If he gets close to a Super Bowl, there's a good chance he'll want to come back. If he has a bad year, his price is not going to be as high. But what is bad, and can he still help this team? That's the Texans' decision, not his. And if they win a Super Bowl or get to one, then it's a booming success, you know, no matter what. Even if he is, like Ross Tucker said, helping Nico and Tank have a better year, well, he clearly would have he'd be a big factor in that. I don't see the short of injury, which, of course, knock on wood on that, but I don't see where this is going to be a failure. I really don't. Like, all the scenarios point to, okay, they're still going to benefit from this and maybe even get him back if they want him, you know?
The worst-case scenario is not that bad of a scenario, unless you think that he's going to blow up D'Amico Ryan's locker room. I don't think that's a possibility.
Like, is there any chance he's going to have the same stories written about him here that he had in Buffalo?
How bad were they? I mean, as far as a production standpoint, you can say it fell off, but I mean, they were a missed field goal away from what going to overtime with the Chiefs in the divisional round?
Right.
So how bad was it really?
Yeah, so
it was awful.
Like, oh my gosh, you're wringing your hands, as people like to say, clutching your pearls about all this. Don't. I don't see where it's going to be bad. Between D'Amico and CJ, which we've already seen evidence of that, I might have some questions about this squad here and there. Not big ones, but I do. But that's not one. Stephon Diggs is not one. Like, I can't even think of other questions other than maybe running game if you get another guy. Whatever. We've talked about all that.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We'll see what happens. I don't think it's bad. From Buffalo's perspective, I'm intrigued to see what they do. Because you either have to evolve or you're just going to fall off a cliff.
Yeah, I think they're kind of cooked.
Well, Kansas City, they lean more on Kelsey and other things and defense and whatnot. The problem with Buffalo is it's not like this is the one move they made. They were getting rid of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were cutting players left and right.
And players were leaving, like Gabe Davis.
And now you got them talking about Samuel, like, Samuel, that's your guy? I know they'll get someone in the draft, but really, Samuel? Mm-hmm. I like him, but that's where we're at. Samuel?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're in a weird spot because they were already kind of that biggest threat to Kansas City for multiple years. Then they had all the drama last year. Hell, they had that article about Sean McDermott and the 9/11 references.
Oh, man, yeah, that's right.
On top of the Diggs thing.
That was one of the dumbest things ever.
Then they get to, you know, you think they're going to flip the switch in the playoffs. They miss the field goal. And now they get rid of Stephon Diggs. They get rid of a bunch of guys. And they have to figure something out.
Yeah.
I don't know how you're selling it in Buffalo. Maybe they're just going to be tight end dependent. Maybe Joe Brady's a genius.
Yeah. And the whole thing about, like, who was it? Was it their general manager saying, well, he didn't have that kind of year until he was playing with Josh Allen either. Well,
that's fair.
It's fair.
He had a pretty damn good year, though, in Minnesota.
It's fair, but
pretty good tent.
It wasn't like he had anything to prove like Josh Allen, you know?
Yeah, and the other thing about it is, even like as easy as it is to talk about the now and talk about the Texans versus Buffalo, mm-hmm. I think it is kind of a warning sign where, you know, right now, just like it was with Buffalo, that was the time to trade for Stephon Diggs. Buffalo, if they look at the Stephon Diggs era, and it's a poor man's version of losing four straight Super Bowls, but you had playoff exits, one of which all you had to do was keep them out of field goal range mm-hmm. in under, what was it, 19 seconds?
Yeah.
Another of which you had to make a field goal. Another of which you went back and forth and overtime and all that. So there were like three examples. You're still gonna have to capitalize on it. And the reality is, it was great, but they still left some meat on the bone. And then they had to adjust because by then Josh Allen was getting paid. So the Texans, if you get to that point, you're gonna have to take advantage because you're gonna have to make tough decisions. It's easy to point to the teams that are making them right now, but once CJ Stroud starts taking out that large chunk of pie that franchise quarterbacks take out, you're going to have to start making these tough decisions like Tyreek Hill, like Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, like these really aren't that tough a decision because you got him on the rookie contract. And as we've been talking about and predicting ever since the offseason started. Like, this is when you make hay with him on his rookie contract. It can be done. You know, obviously, a lot of teams have done it with a veteran quarterback making a lot of money. But this is the time to do it.
Coming up, let's go around the NFL. We have controversy in the draft that could impact the Houston Texans. An NFL star says he almost arrived in Houston, and the dumbest politician of all time. I know we normally stick to sports, but this idiot deserves attention. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.